Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the climate of today's gospel story. Jesus had been up on a mountain all night in prayer. He pulled an all-nighter for prayer. And in the morning, he called all the disciples together, and there were many. And from this large group of disciples, he chose 12 of them to be apostles. After his prayer, he chose those 12. And this is where our story begins today. Jesus and the 12 apostles, we're told, came down from the mountain as a team. And they stood on a level place. And there was a great crowd of disciples. And there was a multitude of people. This level place is a symbol for everyday life. The mountaintop of prayer and the time of spiritual decision making was for another day, another night. Today, Jesus comes down into the daily life of the multitudes with the newly appointed apostles. The climate is this. Jesus isn't up on a mountain in the clouds far away. The climate is this, that Jesus comes down into everyday life. And Jesus says, the blessed are the poor, the hungry, those who grieve, those who are bullied. Those who don't feel blessed are the blessed. Jesus is announcing here that following him isn't going to be easy. Following him won't make you rich. Following him won't make you well thought of. Blessed are you when you realize that nothing you have, nothing you own, nothing you possess is enough. Blessed are you when you depend on God. Blessed are you when the climate you're living in is a climate of, I need God. I need the crowd of disciples who follow Jesus. When you're connected to God, when you're connected to the community of disciples. When you're a team working together, blessed are you. But woe to you if you rely on yourself. Woe to you if you rely only on material things. Woe to you when you're disconnected from God. Woe to you when you're disconnected from the community of believers. Being disconnected from God and from the community of believers is the worst possible climate for your soul. Blessed are you when you're connected to God. Woe to you when you say you don't need God. In ancient days, the Greeks called Cyprus the Makarios Island. Because of the location of this island and because of its climate, because of its fertile soil, it was self-contained. The people who lived on that island had everything that they needed. Those who lived there were considered blessed. Makarios Island. Makarios is the Greek word that Luke uses that we translate blessed. In a real way, Jesus Christ is our Makarios Island. When you're connected to Jesus, you have what you need to live this life. Woe to you if you're not connected to Christ Jesus. Now, in that sermon on the level place, and in this level place today, Jesus wasn't condemning people. He was at the beginning of his ministry. The climate, the context was that Jesus was inviting people to follow him. Jesus was inviting people to be connected to him. Whatever the physical climate is, snow or rain or fog or ice or clouds or darkness or sunshine or perfect temperatures, whatever the physical climate is, we're called to live in a spiritual climate that's connected to God. Whatever the political climate, we're called to be connected to God. Jesus is teaching us that our connection with God cannot be broken by hunger, by poverty, by grief, or by rejection. My favorite Bible verses that teach this are from Romans chapter 8. Paul says, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or rulers, things present, things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus is asking us to make a choice today. Let your life be blessed by being connected to him, by being connected to God. Or look elsewhere. But woe to you if you do. Woe to you. It will not work out well for you if you look elsewhere. Doesn't mean that elsewhere, meaning riches or being satisfied or laughing, as the text says, or getting approval, those aren't bad things. But by themselves, and relying only on those things is not enough. By themselves, if you take those things by themselves, you're lost. If that's all you have, your riches and your need for approval, even if it's a lot, even if you're filled with those things, your life is empty. That's what Jesus is teaching today. Being blessed doesn't mean you're going to be free from struggles or hardship or suffering. Far from it. These things happen. Life isn't always easy. Sometimes life can get downright gruesome. Blessed are you when you're going through such times, the gruesome times, the hardship times, and you stay connected to God and you stay connected to the community of disciples. So this was very early in the ministry of Jesus. He's really reversing the way people thought back then. I think people think this way a lot today. They believed that being rich and being filled and laughing and being praised was a sign of God's blessing. The climate of that day was, if I have wealth, I'm blessed by God. If people think highly of me, I'm blessed by God. I'm favored by God. And Jesus came to change that climate. That's not the way to think, Jesus is saying. You're blessed, you're favored by God, even if you're poor or you're hungry or you're grieving or you're persecuted or you're ridiculed or bullied. The people of Jesus' day actually believed that the poor were not blessed or favored by God. Worse than that, the wealthy and those whose life was going well concluded that they didn't need God. And Jesus comes to fix that thinking. Jesus says to those who feel they don't need God, woe to you. And those of you who don't feel connected to God, blessed are you. You are favored by God. Jesus was out to change the climate of his day. And we know how that worked for him. It got him crucified. The religious leaders of the day were going to prove that Jesus wasn't favored by God. The thinking of the day was that death, especially a violent death, was the ultimate sign that you weren't favored by God. And so they crucified him to prove that he wasn't blessed. And yet God totally favored Jesus, his son, by raising him from death, proving to the world that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God. Nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to be hungry. Nobody wants to be grieving. Nobody wants to be ridiculed or bullied or persecuted. Those aren't good things. Jesus isn't saying they're good things. But those things don't have to separate you from God. In fact, God highly favors those who have such troubles. They need God. And God is there for them. And woe to you who have so much that you don't think you need God. So the question for us today is, what climate are we living in? Will the climate of our lives be connected to God? As soon as I make this, standing this way, my confirmation classes used to mimic that. And they point, I didn't even realize I was doing it when I was talking about being connected to God, you know, from earth to heaven. And they made a big point of that. Anyway, that's beside the point. So we need to be connected to God. It was like a disco stand. So will we be connected to God? Or are we going to rely on something like money or self or power or fame? The best climate for us to live in is Makarios Island, being connected to Jesus. Choose this day which climate you will live in. Let us pray. Close your eyes now and think of God's love falling down upon you like a gentle rain. It doesn't get you wet or cold or uncomfortable. In fact, this gentle rain from God is comforting. Let the grace of God fall down upon you. Each drop of heavenly rain is grace. Each drop of heavenly rain is peace, comfort, hope. Each drop that falls upon you is God's healing. Each drop of heavenly rain that falls upon you is God's love.